In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. The power of hearts and say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the light of the Holy Spirit. Please enlighten our minds with your truth, strengthen our hearts with your love and grace for this new week before us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Dear friends in Christ, you and I are called to be perfected in love. And the great Saint Francis de Sales, a bishop, doctor of the Church, he said, Christian perfection consists in suffering well. And the great Saint Faustina, we just had the Divine Mercy Sunday, she said, you could see the level of someone's spirituality, she said, use this word thermometer, by how well they suffer. Do we complain? Do we gripe? Or do we look to Jesus who's on the cross? Now there's four sources of suffering. The first is from our own sins, our faults, the guilt that comes with it. The second is from the sins, the faults of others, where they sin against us. The third is natural disasters. And the fourth, probably the most difficult, is the death of a loved one, someone that we were close to. Now all these sufferings that are permitted are meant for our sanctification, to prove our love for Jesus Christ. And think about this. God comes into the world. Did he come into the world to take away sins? Did he come into the world to take away suffering? He came into the world to enter into suffering, to sanctify suffering, to transform it. Now these readings here. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5. Now they sort of truncated the reading here. They took off 8 verses. It goes from verse 27 to 32, then they skip to verse 40. So there's one part that we miss here. But you have Peter and the apostles are brought, they're put in prison before the Sanhedrin, and they're saying, look, stop talking about this Jesus. You're forbidden to do that. Well, then the part that's missing here, they have them flogged. They whipped them. And right after that, then it picks back up. They rejoiced that they had been found worthy to suffer for the sake of the name. So they saw that suffering was an opportunity for them to be conformed more into the image of Christ. That suffering has a holiness attached to it when it's united to Christ. And every single one of us here, and every single person we'll meet this week, everyone has some kind of cross. Sometimes we may get into the false delusion, boy, that person's life is perfect. Look at that person. They don't have any crosses or difficulties. Every single person has some kind of cross, tailor-made, that comes from God and his providence. Now, in this beautiful classic work, The Imitation of Christ, it says, if you carry the cross willingly, how Christ embraced that cross and kissed it, if you carry the cross willingly, it will carry you and bring you to your longed-for end, where there will be no more suffering, though this will not happen on earth. The other side, if you carry it grudgingly, it will become a burden and a heavier weight for you to carry. Yet, you must bear it. So it comes down to an act of the will. Do we accept this as part of our following Jesus Christ, or do we reject it? Now here in the Gospel, Peter, there's a suffering that's referred to, a prophecy of what he'll go through in the future, or what he had just been through. Our Lord Jesus Christ asked him 3 times, Simon, Peter, do you love me? Now Jesus could see the heart, but he knows, our Lord's a good psychologist, he knows that Peter himself has to hear himself say out loud to Jesus Christ, yes, Lord, I love you. And he has to do that 3 times to undo the guilt that he has, the 3 times that he denied Christ. And as he comes out, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. So there's a healing process going on there. But then at the end of the Gospel here, there's a prophecy. Our Lord says, when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and they will lead you where you will not want to go. Because St. Peter was crucified, but upside down. So sort of make reparation for all their sins. And all of us, my dear friends, we have suffering. But we have to, the key is to constantly look at the crucifix. It's saying, if Jesus went through that, and he's innocent, he didn't hurt anybody, he didn't commit any sins or faults, he was totally obedient to the Holy Spirit. If he went through that, what makes us think that we don't deserve suffering, right? How many times in our lives have we hurt people? Most of the time, it's not bad intention there, but just lack of foresight, and we're not thinking, or maybe the emotions erupt there. but we've hurt someone. So different sufferings that come our way, you know, in one sense we deserve it. But the Lord permits that for our sanctification. So the true test is when these sufferings come, do we bail out on Christ or do we stick with him? And the Lord gives us tremendous graces that when we come to Mass, we'll go and we're faithful to daily prayer. He gives us an interior strength to keep pushing forward. I used this example this past week, weekly Mass, St. Faustina. She had this one particular day, she woke up and she felt really ill. She said, I know, I just felt oversensitive. You ever have those days where things that normally don't bother you, something that your spouse does, or your child does, or your neighbor does, or your coworker does, those things that you've gotten used to putting up with that normally doesn't bother you, all of a sudden it's a day where everything, every fault and failure, everything was bothersome to her. And so she realizes and she says, oh Lord, be my strength. Help me to go through this day victorious, not to fall into this. But see, right away, with this cross that was here, the way she felt at the beginning of the day, it made her more reliant on Jesus Christ. You know, all the suffering we go through, there's no way we could do it by ourselves. No man's an island, we're not a lone ranger. We're dependent. The more dependent we are on Christ, which often comes through suffering, there's an interior strength that comes. So when we receive communion, ask the Lord, Lord, I don't know what crosses are coming my way this week, or what difficulties. Maybe not mine, but maybe a member of my family or a loved one. But Lord, whatever it is, be my strength, be my shield. Help me to go through it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.